Action.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Boy, it smells like bliss in the studio. I wonder why. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right from the farm today. We are snowed in at the farm. 5 degrees. 5 degrees this morning. Cows are freezing. Tractor didn't want to start too well without starting fluid. It is really cold. We're going through four times the amount of wood to heat the farmhouse that we would normally use at this time of year. We're not the only ones. We'll talk about it in just a minute. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I'm here. Amazingly.
Rick, seriously, we've got an instructor who lives in Montana. His name is Rich Sheban, and he bailed out of New York City's pharmaca mafia industry, and he moved to a cabin in the mountains in Montana. And so he lives in, you know, he lives off the grid, and he heats with wood. And he and I were talking yesterday afternoon off the air. And we're comparing notes. He's using four times the amount of propane to heat his shop that he normally would. I talked with Mike Parsons. He's using way more, probably the same amount. And what we're finding out is people are using four times the amount of fuel, even our neighbors around us. So it's almost universal. The climate change is out of control. Animals are dying. They just can't handle this kind of what the weather swings and the cold temperatures. Now, are you seeing these really cold temperatures where you are also, Rick?
Oh yeah. Right now, I don't know. We're below freezing here. No rain. We normally would have 24 to 24 and a half inches of rain by this time of the year. This time of the year, we have only 7.5 inches. We have no snow in the mountains. I have never seen in 50 years I've been here, they've never had this dry a period. I sent you a link on what's going to be happening in California now. It's being warned about delivering drinking water, not just irrigation water. Crops and animals are suffering. The herds, I sent you some links you can post. It's changing everything. And some of it has to do with the geoengineering and experiments with HARP in Australia. And it's insidious. I can tell you as a scientist, I really don't have a clue what's going on. I can try to connect dots, Joey, Gino, some others, Charles Herring, these, Grace Thorne, these people have been sending me stuff. So I try to get a broader, bigger picture of what's going on, and everything is disinformation. Nothing that's being reported is true or valid. They're using everything, the media, to control our belief systems. And I don't have an answer on what this all really means at this point. I know that I've got my own ideas, and I don't know that they're true, which would make me disinformation. Because, candidly, I don't know.
Rick, there's a post that we've had on the website, and you also sent me a link to it. It says the Western drought leads to the smallest cattle herd in 61 years.
There you go. That's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of it.
Yeah, and Rick, we were talking about this last year, and we said that, you know, the drought was really serious, and it was so serious that, well, the year before, the drought was so serious here in the Midwest that farmers were selling their cows, and they had to sell them because they couldn't feed them. And cows were just, you know, eating the grass down to the right down to the dirt, and it damages their teeth, and it's really hard on the cows when they have to do that. So farmers have been selling their cows. They dumped them on the market at the lowest prices, and then they tried to rebuild the herd. So they had to buy replacement cows at higher prices. And now we're seeing in the winter, we're seeing that we're using four times the amount of hay that we would normally use. And that means that we're going to run out, because I have twice as much hay as I normally would have grown during the summer. I fertilized. I spent a lot of money on fertilizer, and it wasn't enough. Rick, I'm going to run out, and we're not the only farmers. So we're talking about the drought in the West. We're talking about the freezing cold temperatures in the Midwest. We're talking about young calves dying. I've lost 10% of what I expected our herd to be. Of new calves, we've lost 10% in 30 days. So, and we're not the only ones. So, Rick, what this means to me is, if you add that to the what you see in the mainstream media, that the cattle herds are the smallest in 61 years, it jives. It actually is in sync with what we have been saying. So now the mainstream media is joining us in confirming, or reconfirming, or reconfirming what we've been saying. I think it's pretty darn serious.
In a manner to make you frightened rather than realize that it's the result of other things going on. When we talked about geoengineering, we thought that it was a military operation. And then I said, yeah, it had been traced to the National Guard out of Portland for, you know, my state. Turns out I'm wrong. It's not National Guard. It's not military. It's United Nations. And that's why when they closed down, the government went broke, the American government went broke, and they closed down all the war memorials, and I looked up in the sky and I saw geoengineering, and I asked, who's paying for that? Well, the United Nations is paying for that. What purpose? And who ultimately gave them the budgets to do that? And it all goes back to Gore and some of the other thing, Al Gore. And I don't know what's really going on with geoengineering. I do know that it's in everything, that all the clouds that we're seeing in the sky now are not cirrus. They look like cirrus, except they're not in the stratosphere. They are much lower. Now, what in the world are they spraying? Why?
Rick, I believe, I'm going to say something that I haven't said before. And these are pretty strong words. I consider, in my opinion, this geoengineering terrorism. Terrorism against we the people all over the planet. I think that we should consider this terrorism, this killing of plants, animals, trees, life, humans, life on the planet, people dying because they don't have the money to buy the propane or the fuel to heat their homes. I consider this terrorism. It's man-made, in my opinion. And I believe this is a capital crime, and it should be punished as a capital crime. I'm talking about anyone who engineers these devices, these chemicals that are being sprayed, they are part of the crime. I believe that they should be executed, tried and executed for this crime. The people who drive the trucks, who deliver these chemicals to the planes for spraying on us, they are part of this capital crime, and they should be tried and executed as a terrorist. And I'm talking the pilots, the co-pilots, the guy who puts air in the tires of the airplanes that deliver this death, destruction, and terrorism. They are all, in my opinion, part of the crime syndicate that is killing us on the planet. And I think they should be tried.
My response would be, why is the news not on this like they did Watergate? Why is there so much no disclosure, limited disclosure, or false disclosure? I don't understand why we're not
I can explain it. I can explain it. There's a term that's used in the industry. We broadcasters, some of us know about it. It's called the velvet hammer. And let me explain how I got hit with the velvet hammer. Many of us have been hit with the velvet hammer. The people who say the kinds of things that are not part of the old media, the new media types like Sam Bushman and Alex Jones and me, we've been hit with the velvet hammer. Joyce Riley, Aaron Dakins. The way it works is you get called into the radio station. They say, hey, in my case, Vinny, you're doing a great job. We love you. Your listeners love you. You're really doing a great job. Well, gee, thanks so much. Hey, by the way, your show's growing. More listeners every day. You're really doing a great job. Well, thanks so much. Now, you know, if you would just not talk about these three things, it'd be really nice. What do you think? Okay, I'll consider that. And if I keep talking about it, boom, I get hit with the velvet hammer. Next thing I know, my contract's not renewed, and I'm gone. Now, that has happened to me 7 times. I'm a slow learner. That is the velvet hammer. So there are people in the mainstream, the old media, Rick, who have heard of this. They don't know exactly what it is, but they know if you say things that are across, or if you cross that line, whatever that line may be, you will be fired, your mortgage won't be paid, you'll lose the BMW, the Mercedes, or whatever, that Lamborghini, whatever it is that you're driving, you'll lose that. So they don't want that to happen. So they don't cross the line. And let me give another example. I had a top broadcaster. He's a very famous guy. I had him in the studio with me. I'm not gonna share his name. I had him in the studio with me, and I said, "Hey, are there things that you're told not to say? Are you told what to say and what not to say?" And his response on air was this: "Absolutely not. No one tells me what to say. Comma. I know where the line is and I don't cross it." So they are controlled. And I got this from the horse's mouth on the air. And this guy is probably a top 25 broadcaster in the country. Seriously. So that is the velvet hammer. That's why you're not getting the news. These guys are afraid of, and gals, are afraid of losing their jobs. A lot of them have scripts. I don't have a script. I do my own research, and invite our instructors. I invite them. I meet them. So I don't have a script, and I don't know where the line is. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, I just looked up the position that this particular broadcaster, who will remain nameless, is in. He's doing better than number 23. Okay, so he's way up there. And I'm looking at TalkStreamLive.com right now, and I'm looking at where we're ranked. You know, we just got on the air. And these other guys have been broadcasting for a long time, and we're doing better than a lot of those guys. We're doing better right now, at this moment, we're doing better than Dave Ramsey. How's that possible? I don't know. I don't get it. We're doing better than Geraldo, Dom Giordano, Diane Rehm. I mean, how is this possible? Bill Handel, we're doing better. Well, I guess then, as Sam Bushman says, the new media, that would be us, is taking center stage. I think more people are starting to listen on their smartphones as they drive along. They've got, you know, unlimited data. They're listening to the radio on their smartphones. They're picking the programs they want to listen to rather than sticking the dial on one station, leaving it there all day. I think that's the new trend. So, Rick, I believe the media is controlled. The new media.
Well,
not controlled.
That's another thing going on. And this is really important. There is a revolution going on in the world, not in America yet.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Kiev, that was like a road warrior. I mean, we're talking about militant going into the streets. We talked last week about hangthebankers.com and how Iceland went out and hung publicly 47 of their bankers. They hung them in public. And now in Paris, it has just been changed that Rothschild did not commit suicide. He was murdered. And it goes on, and the United States is basically asleep at the wheel. One of the links I gave to you was Humanity's Respond to the recent transparency. Our reaction determines our reality. And there is a link I've given to you that was back in March of last year. It's basically going back to the idea of how media is a form of mind control that creates your belief systems on what is good and bad, and then the subsequent reality is produced by your beliefs.
Hey, Rick, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You said hangthebankers.com, right?
Yeah. I think that's the right link. I have the right link if that's not it. Yes. Hangthebankers.com. There it is. Read it and read. And all the people that lost monies in the mortgage savings and loan things that were going on 8 years ago, when we first started having the first wind of banking going sideways, what happened is the monies were returned to the mortgage holders. The ones that were having to pay the mortgage, they got their money paid back. Now, that's Iceland. And Norway and Sweden are shortly right behind. And if you watch some of their TV shows, it's interesting. You know, the series is like Helgren and I forget some of the other ones that are coming out. They're excellent, excellent screenplays, writing. And let me tell you, there is a revolution going on. Syria. I watched this one guy from Al Jazeera. He was a reporter for Al Jazeera. You notice you don't even hear about Al Jazeera anymore. Why? Fox bought him. What's the big news reporter right now is Russia Today. And I'm telling you, there is a revolution going on, and nobody in the United States gets it yet because they're not surfing the Internet correctly. It's all there. In fact, the U.S. mail used to be, in the Pony Express was our old-fashioned Internet. It's a changing world. And the information is there if you know where to look for it. And even I'm really good at this, and I don't have a clue yet.
Rick, what do you think of the name Hang the Politician, or the URL Hang the Politician?
Ah, like that? See if that website's available. That would be a good one.
It is.
I'm
paying for it right now, Rick. I'm paying for the website. Hangthepoliticians.com. I'll have it. I'll own it by the end of the commercial breaks. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I. RichardAllenMiller.com. A-L-A-N. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's the coolest thing, Rick. I can't believe it. I got it. Having the politicians.
You're such a terrorist. I can't believe it. You're going to put them all on notice.
Hang thepoliticians.com. USAPrepares.com owns it. I'm all excited. We're going to put it to good use, class.
Well, actually, we could learn a great deal from European behavior right now. That was so cool. In Syria, this guy from Al Jazeera was on TED, and he said that the young kids went to the streets, and the Syrian government decided not to send out the troops because of bad publicity. And what they did is they made an appeal to the parents to go get their kids. And the parents went into the streets and joined the kids. Welcome to the revolution.
Well, you know, Rick, war has been declared on We the People. climate?
Anonymous. I wonder who that really is. It would be really cool if they were a bunch of serious hackers. I mean, I could show you terrorism in terms of grid. Watch what would happen if you no longer had your internet.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Rick. I'll tell you why. I've been telling our meetup class for, well, probably for over 2 years now. You know, they're very interested in communications. They want to know what's happening, and they want to have two-way radios and shortwave radios. And I'm all for that. I think that's great. And I've got a ham rig right in the studio right now that picks up shortwave. So I've got lots of communications equipment here on the farm right in the studio. Okay, so I said to them, let me tell you, if the internet goes down and if the golfer has the internet kill switch and he decides to turn it off, you know, he wants to play basketball for the afternoon or golf and he shuts off the internet, I said, do you think that Rush Limbaugh is going to be able to do his broadcast? Where is he going to get the news? Where is he going to know what to talk about? Where do you think guys like me are going to get the news? I mean, yes, we do have our ear to the ground, and yes, we do have our networks, and yes, you know, we do have our sources. But with the internet down, radio communications will cease instantly as we know it. And if digital goes down or the power grid goes down, how do you think Rush Limbaugh broadcasts from his personal studio, probably at his residence? How do you think that he would broadcast? Like, I'm broadcasting from my farm, and a lot of the broadcasters that you hear on Genesis are broadcasting from their own locations. They don't go to a radio station and broadcast, and so do a lot of other broadcasters. So without the internet, radio stops. It stops cold. So, and what would that be like? Not having
a
clue.
It's going to be a new world, and it's actually happening as we speak. That's why I'm bringing it up. I want people to understand that at some point we're going to lose the internet. It's going to happen. We'll have regional and possibly semi-national coverage, but at some point there's going to be an ELF spike-like attack on the world. It's going to happen.
And Rick, are you saying it can happen from...
Think about that. That's why books are so important.
Well, Rick, okay. You can verify this. You've been to the farm. We buy books, right? You've seen books here.
You've got libraries like I do.
Yeah. So, class, here's the point. If you want to know carpentry, if you want to know about Ohm's law and electricity, if you want to know about auto mechanics, it's really great to have all the stuff on your thumb drive. Yeah. But what if there's no electricity? And seriously, what about all those digital pictures that we take that we store and store
and store? The original internet was called the Pony Express, and I am the postman. And I've got a plan. I'm going down to Mexico next week. I won't be on your show next week. I might be able to do the following Thursday with you on a Skype from Mexico, because I won't be back until the 25th. And the Puebla government has hired me to come down and do exactly what I did in Chattanooga. And they are all ready to go. And we're talking about whole governments wanting to change the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What they do. Local infrastructure around food. It will be networking. There will be people like myself that go in and act as a resource in connecting your little group in Lebanon with another group down over in Arkansas, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen like this. And it will be neighborhoods and semi-rural communities. That is exactly how it's going now. I see it happening all through Europe. Check out Iceland and what they're doing. And that's a model for the new year.
Rick, tell us about Iceland. What would you like us to learn from you?
They've got volcanoes like we do. Uh-oh. I'm not as knowledgeable about Iceland as my Red Queen, who I think when she graduates is going to go climb a mountain over there. She loves the area, the way the people are with each other. I love Amsterdam. If there is a kind of acceptance of the norms of groups of people, it's this whole thing about the politicians, the bankers. We knew back and when savings and loans were going sideways that the whole system was corrupt. That was when the Fed was actually getting rifed. And I tell you, I watched it all. Why are there no more Watergates? Where the reporters go in and they get it and they publish it. There's enough alternative magazines out there. There are internets like, InfoWars and some of the other things that are alternative news alt, whatever. These things are also rife and infiltrated, just like what was the one that started in New York? March on Wall Street?
Mm-hmm.
Infiltrated, blown apart from the inside out, just like they did SNCC and some of the other original SDS, that kind of thing, long, long, long time ago, before it became communistic or this or that. There was a bunch of students that were in protest. I was part of the Columbia University takeover. That's why I didn't do my doctorate at Columbia. They wouldn't let me. The physics department thought. Basically, back in the 60s, I don't know if you ever remember this, they were making weapons, nerve gases, in downtown New York at the University College there. And what we did is a group of 10 of us took over the administration building for 3 days to show everybody how vulnerable. This is before terrorism concepts, before J.B. Cooper hijacked an aircraft. This is back in the early years. They were making weapons in downtown New York. Now imagine what would happen, if it got overtaken by a group of radicals, which now is the norm.
Hold that thought, Rick. We've got Bob from Michigan wants to talk about the weather. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I heard you last night on Pastor Butch's shows and enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
You were talking about are you from Springfield, Missouri? Is that correct?
I live on a farm about over 50 miles away from Springfield, Missouri. But I don't live in a town. I live in the county.
Okay, the reason I brought that up, because you were talking last night about temperature extremes.
Yes, I was.
And I'm just concerned on, the Patriot movement, they get off on this harp, and I believe they are doing something. I won't argue that. But the weather, for hundreds of years, the weather has been extreme. And I've studied weather. That's one of my hobbies. In Springfield, Missouri, if you go back to November 11th, and I won't give you the date, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 80 degrees. Well, I'll give you the date, 1911. It was 11-11 of 1911. So if you want to be, conspiracy theories, what does 11 mean? But anyway, at 3 o'clock, it was 80 degrees, a record high. At 4 o'clock, the wind shifted. It dropped 40 degrees. At midnight, it was 10 degrees, a record high.
Weren't we there at that time when that was happening, Vincent? And what do you think is going to happen next?
Bob, there have been weather extremes before, but not like now. I can look up the sky right here at the farm, and I will see chemtrails crisscrossing the sky.
I agree.
Okay, hang on. First thing in the morning, I can see it, okay? And then 15 minutes later, it starts dissipating. And then several hours later, the entire sky is dark thick gray. The sun's been blotted out. Then a day and a half or 2 days later, boom, massive, massive climate change. And it's rough on the animals. So imagine being born in that the time you were talking about over 100 years ago when the weather shifted or the temperature shifted 70 degrees. Imagine it being a calf being born outside and all of a sudden, you know, you're soaking wet and boom, now you're froze to death. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Now, you mentioned that happening 100 years ago. It's becoming more and more frequent. It's like a weekly event now. It's not every 100 years. It's weekly.
Okay.
It's pretty strange.
Okay. Well, let me just throw this in again. I study weather as my hobby. I'm no expert, but you take the hurricanes and tornadoes. There were no tornadoes. The tornadoes have declined, actually, between...
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
There was a hurricane. There was a tornado in Joplin. There was a tornado in Branson right down the road from us. Bob, we got to go. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just got a thank you note from GoDaddy, GoDaddy.com, you know, thanking me for ordering HangThePoliticians.com. So thank you, GoDaddy, for making that possible. I think, you know, of all the website domain names that we've got here at USA Prepares, I think that's my favorite. I even like that one better than crappedon.com. I remember having a GM car that would just stall, 6.5 liter turbo diesel. And GM said, no, it's just yours. You know, I said, well, I've got three of them, and they all do it. And they go, no, it's just yours. So finally they had they admitted that the problem was GM's, and it was a design problem. And I was thinking, I was looking outside the window talking to one of my friends back in Virginia, and I was looking at this 6.5 turbo diesel Chevy truck. It would just stall going into it, you know, going in, through an intersection. It would stall going uphill, downhill, and you'd lose power brakes, power steering. And I was furious, and I said, you know, I feel crapped on. Hold on, I got to go. So I registered the domain name crappedon.com, and I was going to use it, and then Chevy sent me General Motors sent me an 11-year extended warranty, 110,000-mile warranty on that particular vehicle, all three of them. So actually, we were crapped on, and I haven't used it. So, class, if you can think of a great use for crappedon.com and hangthepoliticians.com, please send me an email, and let's put those to good use. Maybe we need to have a database with, you know, where they live, their phone numbers, their cell phone numbers, their girlfriends, whatever it is, you know, let me know what you think we need to put on hangthepoliticians.com. I want to make sure that $8 and I think it was $8.37. I want to make sure it was wisely spent. Okay? So that's the newest contest. And don't forget the prayer contest. We're still looking for the best prayer to have Barack, the basketball player, the golfer, removed from office. We need the best prayer, and we'll put it on the website. We haven't had one that I think is absolutely, you know, succinct and perfect yet. But let's get that done. And also, how can we best utilize hangthepoliticians.com? Rick, you know, we only have a couple minutes of this hour before we go to the next hour, but I want to share the prices of propane. Rick, last time I bought propane, it was $1.19 a gallon. and that was maybe 12 to 18 months ago. Now in this part of Missouri, it's $3.80 a gallon.
Jesus.
And I called Rick, $3.80 a gallon.
That's incredible.
Him up and I said, is there a limit? And they said, no. You can have as much as you want. We'll fill your tank up to half full. What? No limit? No limit, but we'll only fill it up to half. And people are freezing to death, right? I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There's a woman in North Dakota who froze to death because her propane tank was empty. Propane is so expensive now. So we're using four times as much, and it costs four times as much. Rick, this is not sustainable. It's not sustainable. So when people say, we had a caller, and it was great that he called, but the climate's changing. You know, what happened 100 years ago, you know, once every 100 years is now happening every
week. I could tell you that if you had a bottle of alcohol, any alcohol, denatured alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, you could put that in a saucer and burn it in the center of a room like they do in other countries. Mm-hmm. And you can make that alcohol off your field right there, right now.
And that's an interesting point, Rick. A couple things that we need to learn as a lesson from this. One is we could have bought the propane a couple weeks ago for half the price it is today. We could have bought it a couple years ago or a year ago for half of that. So, class, I suggest you consider finding a propane tank, a 500-gallon propane tank. You can buy them with the regulator, and you can pay what I paid, about $500. And once you own it, you can set it and have it level, and then you can plumb it to your house, and you can fill it from any propane distributor, and you can buy it in the summer when nobody wants propane, and it's the cheapest. And that's when we fill up our propane tanks, when no one else wants propane. And that's when we fill up our diesel tanks. We don't fill them up in the winter when it's in demand. We fill it up in the summer when nobody wants it. Okay? So I suggest you consider buying your own fuel tanks. Not gasoline. Gasoline's too dangerous. I don't have one of those. But diesel and propane, we do. Rick Miller and I will be right back. We're going to talk about Fukushima. What you need to know, I think it's the worst disaster we've ever created. We'll be back after the top of the hour. News and commercials. USAPreparedness.com and Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.